group. We're back in 2015. This is our first episode of the year, which means we should say
Happy New Year.
And that is Matt behind the camera wishing you all the best in 2015. I am Ben. We've got Agent Scully somewhere in the darkness here. And we've got you, most importantly, watching the show. And that makes this stuff they don't want you to know. Now, this year, we wanted to start out with something a little bit different. Over the past few years, for those of you who have watched the show for some time, you know that we've tackled income inequality. We've tackled all sorts of things about society. We've also looked at psychology and the way your brain can trick you sometimes. But let's look at all three of these things together to answer a question that sort of baffled us when we first heard it, and that is, does being wealthy make you a bad person? I know. At first it sounds like an unfair question. There's so many wonderful people who are poor or who are wealthy, regardless of what culture they come from. Warren Buffett, from every report we hear, is like a saint of some sort. But we looked into this and we found several strange, maybe even disturbing studies that claim that being wealthy does make you a bad person. Here are five. So we'll start at number five, and this is a little bit debatable. There's this belief that having too much money, whatever that is, can make you a bit of a miser, a bit of an Ebenezer Scrooge, or a Scrooge McDuck, if you prefer the cartoon. And here's what they found. Researchers for several nonprofit agencies found that people with an income of $25,000 or less tended to give around 4.2% of their income to charitable causes. On the other hand, people who were making $150,000 or more tended to give only about 2.7% of their income. Now, to be fair, 2.7% of $150,000 versus 4.2% of less than $25,000, it's a tough call. But that is not the only other evidence. So we've got stingy. Number four, greed. Does having more wealth make you a greedier person? Well, according to a study at the New York State Psychiatric Institute, it does make you more likely to shoplift. True story, they interviewed 30,000 people, and they found that people with a higher income were likely to shoplift before someone of a lower income would even consider it. That way, as they say in the TV commercials, there is more. A study at UC Berkeley found that people who had a higher income or social status were also more likely to take candy from a dish marked for children. So if you think about it, and if you want to be sensationalistic about it, it's easier for people who have a lot of money to take candy from kids. And speaking of UC Berkeley, that brings us to number three. Are people with more wealth more likely to cheat? Well, a researcher named Paul Kiss at UC Berkeley found out that apparently this is the case. Here's what he did. He had his subjects play a game that offered a $50 cash prize, and it was possible to cheat on this game. And Paul found that people who made over $150,000 a year were four times more likely to cheat on the game. Four times more likely to cheat on the game than someone who made $15,000 or less. And here's the interesting thing. If you make $15,000 or less a year, then $50 in absolute terms matters more than $150,000 in most cases. I mean, if you make $15,000 a year, $50 extra could be a utility bill, it could be a night out on the town, it could be the difference between Christmas or not having one for some people. Number two, and this is maybe not so much about being a bad person as it is a sad possible fact, a guy at Harvard named Michael Norton went around and asked a bunch of people if they were happy, if they were satisfied. I mean, that's the thing we always hear, right? Money buys happiness. But what Michael Norton found is that people with higher income ranges after a certain threshold were much, much less likely to be satisfied. They just weren't happy. They wanted more, they didn't like where they were in life, and maybe didn't think they were doing as well compared to their peers. Weird. Pause. Now, could I get a drum roll, please? Perfect. Number one, what if having more money makes you less compassionate, makes you feel less empathy, makes you care less about other people in the world around you? Well, according to UCLA researcher Keely Muscatel, that's exactly what happens. You see, Muscatel found that the areas of your brain linked with empathy and experiencing other people's pain or sorrow or just hoping they're okay, these regions of the brain were less active in people who were wealthier, at high income. And it's weird because here's how they showed it. They would have the test subject watching one of two videos, or watching two videos. In one, there's somebody telling you how to build like a patio or something. And the second one depicts children who have cancer. And what people found is that the lower income brackets had higher levels of empathy, whereas people with higher income brackets, according to their neurochemistry, didn't really seem to care. But that wasn't the only metric they studied. They didn't just look at brain activity, you guys. They also looked at heart rate, and they found that people with a lower income level were exhibiting a heart rate that indicated more identification and or empathy, specifically a slower heart rate. So if we take all these five accusations, right, stingy, greedy, cheating, unsatisfied, unempathetic, then what we find is a really strange implication here, but we should also be fair and say that these studies are by no means conclusive. But we do know that there is enough data here to justify researching the psychological effects of winning a great deal of money or inheriting money or having a really high income over time. Does it alter your perspective or the way you think? And, by the way, one of the arguments for this perceived lack of empathy would be that people with more social status or a higher income are able to contemplate themselves more and have more abilities to actualize their independence. So this might not be as black and white as it seems, or is it? Thank you so much for watching. Like, subscribe, and let us know not only if you think wealth can change a person's brain, but what do you think about authority? What do you think about your boss? Would you say your boss is cool? Would you say your boss is crazy? Would you say your boss is a sociopath? Stay tuned. We've got an episode about it coming up at the end of this week.